Prosperity Meditation, Father's Side of the Family. Taking a few deep breaths and connecting to the Divine and the Earth. Breathing in both directions, connecting to the alignment of the healing channel, bringing your guides and bringing unconditional love. You are here by yourself, supported by your team, your angels, and supported by the earth. And we're just going to go to bring yourself to this moment, just to you. You just notice your thoughts. We're asking to connect to the center of the brain, the pineal gland. And we're going to access a different dimension, the center of your soul, center point, the sacred chamber. The door opens and you step inside. There's no expectations, no attachments. It's a beautiful sense of freedom. It's expansion, it's lovely stillness. There's love there. And the veil is thinner at that point, and we have access to our guides at a deeper level as we connect to our higher self or our oversoul, and we're connected. No harm comes to us at this point. We're always supported, and we're asking for this to be for your highest good. And the white light is there. And I want you to imagine a screen, a television screen, and you have the remote control. And you're in charge of that control. And you can stop the image at any time. And you have your trusted guides and allies with you. So just practice the tool, turning the television on and off, seeing how it works. You can also bring in the violet flame to support you to releasing any blocks from the past, transmuting fear to love. Now imagine your father on the screen. He's just frozen on the screen right now. We're asking to bring in a sense of not just the man that he was, but we're also connecting to his soul. We're noticing his soul. You may like to turn on the TV screen and watch him at a particular memory that you have of him. Or you might just keep it on mute and on hold, and we're just asking to perceive that TV screen, and you're in alignment, you're connected to the divine and the earth, and you're relaxed, and you're just witnessing and noticing, and we're just noticing any trauma that he's carried, whether he's alive or he's passed. We're just noticing the image and asking to perceive what trauma is carried from the past in his physical body and his energy field. And that a lot of things that he's experienced came from his cultural background, and they created his beliefs. And that contributed to his behavior and his actions. What do you see or notice? What do you notice about each of his chakras? The life that he had and the reasons why he acted a particular way. And we're just noticing the patterns that are in his body that he's brought forward from his father and his father and his father. And you may see a timeline, or you may have an impression of all the fathers going back 12 generations on Dad's side, and noticing what he's brought through and their patterns and their behaviours. And that they've, in that you, those grandfathers and your fathers passed on the same patterns to you. And he's still in the screen and you're still in the light. And you're just noticing your feelings about his beliefs and how that's impacted on you. And you're just noticing. And you're unwinding any times that you felt upset and that you're still holding on to some pain. What's the feeling that's coming up for you now? Fear, anger, grief. What is it for you around your father? What chakra is that affecting you most? We're just noticing the little one, the wounded part of us, placed in the sacred geometry pod, not going into the pain, not going into the trauma, just noticing that she wasn't able to express certain feelings or express herself at all at certain times with you, with your father. Your father's still on the screen, and you're just recognizing the part that he played that impacted on your life. And the consequences of that, and how it's created certain coping mechanisms to manage your life now. As you connect to his soul, is there anything your father wants to say to you? Understanding that everything you've gone through, everything that you've experienced of disconnection, of not being fully loved, not being seen, not being heard in the way that you needed, is there anything your father wants to say? To share his regret. And we're asking to clear anything he's carrying about prosperity from the 12 generations behind him that are impacting on you now. See that being dissolved with the violet flame, burning away the beliefs, dissolving any blocks of being supported. The violet flame is transmuting any fear and negativity into love, and is cleansing your father of his beliefs. It's going back in the timeline It's clearing his energy field, and as it does that, it's cleansing that from your physical body and your energy field. I want you to claim right now that it is unraveling for you, that there's more space. Feel that unwinding. That's it. There also may be past lives that you've had with him that need to be resolved. We want to cut any karmic cords that you've bound to him from previous lives around prosperity, around lack of support, around disconnection. Feel that expansion and that it's shifting in the energy field, and then it's rippling down through the emotional body and the mental body right down into your physical body. We're no longer limited by his experiences. We're no longer trapped in his consciousness. We're moving beyond any judgments about money, about you having money. About there not being enough. That money's scarce. That you have to work hard. That's it, feeling the shift. Feeling the unwinding. So dissolve away the television screen and you're in the light, and we're asking for the changes to be integrated. No longer resonating at the frequency of your father's beliefs around money. We're integrating those changes into your core, imagining a crystal matrix coming into you, right into your center, aligning you to the new frequency of abundance and prosperity. Knowing that you're much more supported. So feel that realignment coming in, creating a new foundation, new set point within the chakras, the physical body, the energy field. Allow that recalibration to come in, and anything that's not allowing that integration, we're asking to destroy and uncreate that. Anything that isn't yours that you're still carrying. That's it. Feel that anchored right down into your foundation. Clearing another layer, the next one, around being having to be supported by a man. Having to be financially dependent on a man. That you have to rely on them for income. And there's guilt, especially if you've got children. release that out, just using your breath. So aligning to the new frequency of the abundance that is there for you, that you're willing to tap into, that you're willing to call into you now and claim as your birthright. Anchoring that into the four directions. You have enormous, enormous ability, capacity to manifest money. Money easily comes to you. Are you willing to receive that now at a higher level? Giving yourself that permission to receive, to have a greater capacity you haven't been able to tap into until now. Feeling into that. That's it. Opening up the east direction, giving you that capacity to open the doors to new possibilities of income earning capacity that you didn't know you were able to access until now. Taking a deep breath and really asking for that realignment and that anchoring and the integration. This is your new set point, the new frequency. Asking for that shift, asking for that recalibration, that you're fully stepping to this new world. You're moving forward and you're seeing the possibilities this change will create in your life. You are in your new frequency of power of manifesting money. And as you open your eyes into this new world, you know that you're supported and money comes easily to you. And you are willing to receive and let that into your heart. Receive and hold it because you are abundant.